I'm trying to just get my mic working here. Testing. Okay, testing 1, 2. Okay, I'm just checking. I'm just going to unmute everybody. And excuse me, I'm seeing how my audio is.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi there. Good morning. How is my audio?
I think it's good, but I'm driving in a car, so I think it's good right now. It's kind of over-sounding earlier.
Okay, it's better now than it was earlier, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's good.
Good. Okay. Dave, go ahead. Take it over, and I'll be back in a minute. Sorry to interrupt.
Unmuted.
Oh,
hello.
Go ahead, Dave.
Hello.
Go ahead, Dave.
Hello.
I'm turning it over. Dave?
Hi. We have a lot of people joining us. If you have a chance, go ahead. Give your name and location, please, and you get a chance.
Okay.
John Ryan.
Southern New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
We've got a big backup.
Huh?
Welcome, everybody.
Oh. Yeah, John Ryan.
Hard to hear individual
Miami,
people.
Florida.
Miami, welcome.
Another New Yorker.
Hey, Tennessee. Welcome you all to the Sunday call. Welcome.
This is Carolyn from Uganda.
Oh, from Uganda. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, Washington. Glad to have you with us today.
Los Angeles.
Welcome, Los Angeles. Glad to hear you.
Gary in Redondo,
identify yourself. Gary in Redondo, welcome again. If you have a chance, go ahead.
Someone could pull that music back.
I don't know, Doug, if you're on the line, you can hear us. The music is pretty loud.
That's better.
Fine.
Hi, I'm Steve from Concord, California.
Steve, welcome to the Sunday Grid Healing Call. How are you doing?
Just fine. How are you today?
Doing great. Just called in. Get a chance. Please give your name and location.
Gail, California.
Welcome, Gail, California.
Right. Bruce, Minnesota.
Chris, Pacifica, California.
California.
Muted.
Excuse me. I just muted everybody, and I just wanted to, it's 10 o'clock, and they just turned us on BBS. So I'm going to open it up to let some more people to check in just a moment. And I just wanted to greet everybody who's tuning into us on the internet, and that this is a simulcast between a conference call, and we've been doing it on a conference call for quite some time now, and we're newly on the internet, and this is a very unusual call. It's 2 hours. If you're listening on the internet for the first time, please relax. There's a lot of energies that come in right over the phone, and many of you will experience it. And I'm just going to turn it over to Dave, and he's just greeting. We can't greet everybody. There's so many people coming on, but he's just saying hello to people. We have people all over the world coming in, and I'm going to unmute us, and I'll be back in about 2 minutes. Great. And let me see. How do I? There we go.
Unmuted.
Welcome to the Sunday Spirit Healing Call. You got a big backup. If you get a chance, feel free to give your name and location.
Jason, South Dakota.
Jason, welcome. Glad to have South Dakota with us.
Hi, it's Chris in Anchorage.
Hi, Chris in Anchorage. Welcome.
Frank, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Glad to have Michigan again.
Zoe, Sacramento.
Zoe, welcome. Have a good morning with us.
Thank you.
Donna Kingman.
Donna, hi, how are you?
Very good.
Excellent. If you have a chance, please feel free to identify yourself and give your location.
Hi, Susan from California.
Hi, Susan. Welcome again.
That's
about four at once. I'm sorry I couldn't catch that. Welcome.
Michael,
welcome to you.
Yep.
Glad to have you again.
Stephen Bettina and Flagstaff.
Hi, Stephen. Welcome.
This is Stephen from Denmark.
Oh, from Denmark. Welcome.
Thank you.
Down in Hawaii.
Welcome, Hawaii. Glad to have you with us. Wow, we're really going worldwide on the calls. Welcome, welcome. If you find a chance, feel free to identify yourself and give your location, please. Welcome to the Sunday Grid Healing Call.
Hi, it's Tina from Asheville, North Carolina.
Ah, welcome, North Carolina.
Mel from England, marvelous.
Mel, glad to have you again.
Hi, Mel.
Hi, Mel. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mel.
Daryl from Roanoke, Virginia.
Welcome. Glad to have you again, Daryl.
Chris from Des Moines, Iowa.
Hi, Chris.
Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you get a chance, feel free to identify yourself and your location.
Helma from Fort Townsend, Washington.
Welcome again. Welcome to the Grid Healing Call.
Thank you.
Good morning. Hi, Mike from Diego. Sounds like Heist got a day off.
Yeah, he's on the road with his daughter's soccer team. He's enjoying. He's listening in on the call and laughing.
Sounds like
if you haven't had a chance, feel free to give your name and location. Welcome. Welcome.
This is Jean from South Dakota.
Jean, welcome.
Hi, Jean.
Thank you.
This is Justin from Mount Lake Terrace.
Welcome. Glad to have you with us.
You
get a chance for you to identify yourself and your location, please.
Good morning. This is Horst from London, Canada.
Horst, how are you doing today?
Horst,
this is Dave. Glad to hear you.
Hi, Horst. I'm Judy.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, Judy will be with me in a moment.
We've got the Horst Fan Club online.
Horst and his 300 closest friends.
Welcome to the Sunday Grid Healing Call. If you just joined us, feel free to state your name and location, please.
Hey, Greg from Olympia.
Greg, welcome. Glad to have you aboard today.
Thanks.
If you get a chance, please feel free to state your name and location.
Frank Ann Arbor.
Glad to have you. Good morning. A lot of people backing up, but if you get a chance, feel free to state your name and location. Welcome to the Sunday Grid Healing Call. Oh, welcome. Glad to have you.
Good job,
Dave. This is the Sunday Grid Healing Call. Welcome. If you get a chance, please feel free to state your name and location.
Terry from Los Angeles.
Welcome, Los Angeles. From coast to coast and across the world we are today. Marilyn, are you hearing people clearly? I'm having trouble.
No, I'm not hearing them clearly, Dave. Sorry.
Okay. Welcome to the Sunday Grid Healing Call. If you have a chance, please check your name and location.
Dave, can you hear me, Dave?
Hi, Laura.
Go ahead.
Muted.
All right. We just muted everybody, and I really thank Dave for saying hello to everybody. Good job, Dave. And, Heis, I think you're in your car driving, correct? We don't hear you. Do we hear Terry? Are you there?
I'm here.
And do we hear Daphne? Do we hear Daphne?
Daphne is here.
Good morning, Daphne and Terry. Hang on 1 second. We hear somebody in the background there. Let's see who it is. Let me mute everybody. We have, usually Heist does this. Just a moment. Okay. We call this our Sunday morning grid healing, and it's started out for many, many months where I said, this is an experiment. Let's see what happens. And
with the recording, all right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. There's...
This conference is being recorded.
Good morning. This is Sunday, September 23rd, planet Earth. And this is our Sunday morning grid healing. And for many months, I'm going to mute those tones. Just...
Unmuted.
Everyone was just unmuted.
That gives me confidence, you know why? I don't want to be professional.
Muted.
Okay, we're all muted. Thank you. And we're still hearing those tones. Just a moment. Let me do this. Rid of the tones.
Unmuted. Muted.
My engineer today is off, so I have to wear two hats and engineer this as we go. So on this Sunday call, I say it's an experiment. Now, I think on our side, we've kind of proven that it works. We have people emailing me all the time, telling me how they felt the energy on the call. We have people coming in on the call, emailing me, and sometimes they have a healing. We have people coming in on the call, emailing me, sending the light to somebody, and something shifts. Now, why does that work? What happens on this call? Well, it's something that we experimented with, that I experimented with the idea, okay, I'm talking to these group souls. And I'm talking to them for a number of years, and most of you have read the book, the Creator God book, where that was written before we ever did a call like this. That was written where I was trying to understand who they were, if they're real, what kind of information they could give. And then in 2004, I did a public talk. And when I did it on the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and at that talk, there was all this energy in the room. There was actually, I mean, I looked at the audience, and it was like blinding light. And I said, what is this? And people would go out and buy a book after the talk. Terry was selling books, and as they lined up, they were saying, God, I could see light in the room. I could see auras in the room. And then I did a couple more talks, and the same thing happened every time. So then we did a session, and I said, could you explain that energy that was in the room? And they said, that was us. We were helping you. And that was an unbelievable response, because this voice that was talking to me and answering all these questions suddenly showed up in the physical world in a way that I could perceive them, that I could feel them, and that other people could. And so I asked them, I said, if we did this on a conference call, could you show up in a similar manner? And they said they could. And that became the beginning of these conference calls. So over the course of this call, this has been kind of developed over time, because I really didn't know what I was doing or how to do it. And it's like right now we have kind of a really good procedure that seems to work and that you guys are getting the benefit of. But this is not anything that they told me to do. It's not anything that I knew how to do. I just learned by monitoring the responses that if I did this, this would happen. So all of you can consider this your own experiment. And you don't have to believe anything. You can believe that I'm telling the truth, because I am. I'm telling you the truth about the light in the room. I'm telling the truth about the people coming up and rushing Terry and saying, wow, what was that? And, of course, we have somewhere we have all our conversations with them recorded. So I asked the question, can you explain that? And they said that was us. We were helping you. So on this call, they say they're paying very close attention to everyone on the call and that they can actually connect with you energetically if you're open to it. They don't violate your free will. So if the idea is scary, or let's say you have something you're ashamed of. Now, you don't have to be ashamed of anything, but some people think they have to be ashamed of something, so they don't want to be seen. So if that's the case, then they're not going to pay attention to you. You don't have to worry. You can just listen. Listen as a spectator. But if you're curious about the idea, what it feels like, and you'll see this as we get into the call, it's very, very, first of all, it's unusual. It's like to have a group soul in another dimension that's very loving, that wants to contribute to your well-being and the planet's well-being, saying they're paying attention to us, and that you've never had that experience before, most of you. I mean, I hope you all have, but most of you didn't. And to actually feel, have that experience right on this phone line is awesome. And that's what you have in store. The next thing is we're going to be creating group energies. And how do you create a group energy? What I've learned is that if I start bringing it in with a high intent and you cooperate, because it's free will, so you have to participate. It has to be okay with you. If I do that, there's an energy shift on the line. And it works on the principle that each of us is not just a body. Each of us is a body. We are a body, and we're connected to an energy. And whereas the body is rigid and fixed and it doesn't change very fast, your energy can change very quickly. And it's like as if you walk into a room and it has good vibes. Boom, your energy changed. If you have an argument with your girlfriend, boom, your energy changes. Your energy is always changing depending on what's going on. And energy expands and contracts. Now, here's the theory. The theory is your energy can expand outside your body. It can expand into the consensus reality. It can expand even into celestial realms. And when we hear Daphne and Terry bringing through messages that says they're from celestial realms, on some level, their energies have expanded into those realms, and that you can expand into those realms. You may not channel. In fact, I don't suggest you even want to because it's too tricky. But nonetheless, the idea is that your energy is unlimited, and it's only through conditioning, through the way this realm works, that your energy is contracted. Many of you listening are what they call wanderers or starseeds, which means you came in here from celestial realms. And those of you that have an instant reaction to this experience on the line, you might consider that possibility, because it might be that these very group souls are part of your soul family, and it's resonating and reminding you as to who you, your real mission in this realm. So what we're going to do is, in the past, we're not officially building the group energy, although the group energy, as some of you know, starts 10 minutes before the call. Starts an hour before the call. Because as everyone starts thinking about coming onto this call, there's a shift. And the group energy is actually forming. And what I am going to do now is, let me see. We have all these things that people have put into the light, and I am going to, that means, what does putting something into the light mean? Putting something into the light means creating an intention to put into this group energy, and that it creates a huge amount of power for your intention. And let me see here. What I'm doing is I'm just bringing up now the little Excel chart that has all of the things that people put in the light. So when you have a group intention and you put things into the light, it means you have all these other energies working on behalf of your intention. So it becomes very powerful. And that intention can be about something personal, and it can be about something planetary. And that we're going to start off, and we have a bunch of people that have made requests, and I'm just bringing it up on my computer right now. And then I'm going to do a meditation, and then we're going to have a message through Terry, and then I'm going to do a planetary meditation, and we'll be finished. And I can say with confidence that every time I do this, amazing energies come in, and many people are experiencing those energies. So we call this putting it into the light. We used to have just a small group of people, and now we have, they would do it out loud, and too many people now. So I'm going to do it where everyone has sent it in. Okay, and I've got it. I've got it up. Thanks. Just a moment. First of all, we have Claire in Brink, New Jersey, who just asks for an immediate cessation of negative attacks and healing on all dimensions as rapidly as possible. And I'd like us all to send our energy and love to Claire in Brink, New Jersey right now. By the way, if you didn't send something in, or even if you did, there's going to be a moment of silence, two moments of silence, and they're going to be no longer than moments, where we have a very sacred space, and you can think what you want to put in the light, and it gets heard. Now, just remember, not everything that you ask for is going to happen. First of all, there's for the highest good of all concerned. Then there's for honoring free will. And then, I don't know all the, the ins and outs of why some things get move quickly and other things seem to get repeated. So I don't understand that, but we're going to go next to Brenda in Bremerton, Washington. Love to heal her relationship with her daughter and to bring peace and joy. So we send love light to Brenda. We have Gary, with Gary Bass in Detroit, Tennessee. I'd like to ask to be put into the light for help with his knees. We have Margaret Brandenburg, anxiety, fear of traveling. We put that into the light. Mel in England, financial abundance and health for himself, Wynn and Terry Daphne, and all like workers, all change makers, to allow us to positively help and influence as many people as possible, reflecting free will. Thank you, Mel. And just a moment here. Hang on. This is from Helma Gump. She'd like to put all presidential candidates, at least you didn't do Obama, thank you, Carolyn, into the light. I'd like to put all world leaders in the light. I'd like to add all world leaders, everyone in power, that they can open up to compassion and to make decisions for the highest good of all concerned, as opposed to self-interest. We have here, let me see, just a moment, what's this person's name? Just a moment. We have Gene Nellis, healing for himself, chronic back pain, 24/7, which is stealing his life from me. Thank you all who participate in my healing. Gene. Gene, you might look up on the internet DMSO and magnesium oil. Those are two things that have helped people with back pain, DMSO and magnesium oil. Susan Rush, I ask that all be protected by the Christ of love light against the forces of darkness and negativity. We have Margaret Santagello. Help my brother with his addiction. Renew and heal my body and give me strength. She's in New York City. We have Virgil Davis.
What is her name?
Her name is Margaret Santangelo. We have Virgil David. Put into the light all the people on this call suffering from chronic illness. Take them out of fear and pain. Let the light reveal its power to heal. Thank you, Virgil. Thank you for thinking about everybody. And he is in Los Angeles. Frank Redfield, my partner, let's see, sending the light to his partner, Joseph Catalina, from Paterson, New Jersey, for HIV positive, who's suffering from the side effects of the medicine. We have here Martha in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. She puts her German Shepherd Molly in the light for complete healing. Surgery scheduled this week and removal for suspicious growth. Right now, she's apparently having an adverse reaction to pain medication. She's taking her to PET emergency. Please put her in the light. Also, she wants career and finances in the light. Carol Hendrickson.
What's the dog's name?
Molly.
Okay.
Terry, don't try to address all these things individually, okay? Because we got too many of them. Just hold the space while we go through them, okay, and send it through. Carol Hendrickson in Savannah, Georgia, healing for my daughter, Jennifer, to fully recover and be totally free of cancer in all its forms in her body. Thomas Young, forgiving of relationships with my mother, sister's father, and to develop a more meaningful relationship with my higher self so they don't bug me. Okay, I'm not sure who's bugging him, but he is in San Diego, California. Pat Lanham in Birmingham, Alabama. Please continue to purify the brain cells, the brain structures of my very confused aunt in Aunt Pat in California. Carol, remember, when you ask for a healing for somebody, you're holding the energy. It has to go through you. The energy works through you. You're directing it. It's not you're not out of the picture. Carol Hendrickson, we did one of hers, okay. Robin Olson, I ask for healing on all levels for myself, for my diabetes, financial abundance, and for healing for my friends and family, especially my mom who had a stroke. For your mom, look up CoQ10, C-O-Q-10 on the internet. Very, very good for preventing future strokes. Opens up the arteries. C-O-Q-10. Also planetary healing for all creatures and beings on the planet and the universe, and help with the shift into the next dimension. That's Robin Olson in Tustin. Marsha Levine, badly injured 2 weeks ago. Marsha Levine in Panorama City, one of our regulars. Badly injured about 2 weeks ago by a neighbor's big dog as he wanted to play and charged at me, picking up great speed, leaped into the air, and slammed his entire body weight into me, doing this over and over. Feels like my spine, right side, hip, leg, nerves, feet, neck, discs are moved and all swollen and painful. I also need help with hatred and conflict with neighbors who are totally unconscious. I feel that the dog and neighbors are actually an attack from perhaps another unseen non-physical force using their hatred and ignorance to attack me. Thank you. Please put Jim Cole in the light along with his nutritional supplement. And then we have here, hang on, Lance Capaldo in New Mexico. I am putting my digestion into the light. I have had slight digestive issues since I was a kid, but didn't understand, nor did I know or could I do anything about it. Well, as I've gotten older, the issues related to my funky digestion have only become more pronounced, so I'm putting my digestion and all imbalances related to it into the light so they may return to a harmonious state of balance for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. Thank you. You might try, Terry, what is that called? Acidophilus and stuff like that, you know, can
probiotics.
Help. Probiotics for digestion, right? Probiotics, just look it up on the internet. And you might, if Terry was saying something, she would recommend her favorite Dr. Marshall. Dr. Marshall, what's his phone number? We don't make any money on Dr. Marshall, okay? And I wouldn't.
Yeah, you can go to helpline.cc and find the telephone number there and speak to one of his trained nutritional counselors, and they can give you a program for that.
Thank you. This is Gail Gay. Depression to be put into the white light. I need to know my purpose at this time of my life. I need a job, a place to live that is not abusive to me. Thank you. And she is in Santa Cruz, Capitola, California. Remember, Gail, that you have to figure out by your own volitional action to move forward. Take action. Do something, make phone calls, go out on the street, look at bulletin boards, so that you give a chance for the universe to come forth. And don't think of what you want to do. Be open to the things that present themselves to you. Anita King, high blood pressure, and thank you. Anita, check out CoQ10 and vitamin E for high blood. Isn't CoQ10 good for high blood pressure, Terry?
Well, I would say that it's more complex maybe she could also check out helpline.cc and get all of the things that will help, because
okay.
It's not just taking one thing.
Okay. Well, CoQ10, is you can look it up. You know, Terry and I originally met doing a health multi-level marketing company years ago. So both of us have been very interested in alternative health remedies. So what I'm telling you is not coming from our sources. It's coming from my past experience or Terry's. Anita King, we just said her. Zoe, continued constructive exposure of service to self elements in government, businesses, and public life in the U.S. and worldwide. Thank you. And let me just say, those of you that are not aware of that, do enough internet searches. Do internet searches on NWO, conspiracy, Illuminati. And again, don't believe everything you read, but also don't disregard things because you put it in the area of conspiracy theories, because a lot of that is real. But do your own research. You'll find it yourself. Kenny Walker, Colorado Springs, like to be debt-free, or at least have most of my bills paid off. Only $60,000. Elohim, can you mint some money for Kenny? I asked that question a long time ago. If you read the Creator God book, when Daphne and I were first together and I was beating my head against the wall on how to make money, I asked them if they could help me with the horse races. And they said, well, it wouldn't be in my best interest in this lifetime for them to do that. So, Kenny, there's ways to make money out there. There's creative ways. You have to be creative. You have to think in between the cracks. And we have Deborah Heiner. I'd like to put my niece Abby in the light. She's had a continuous headache for over 10 months. The doctors think it was caused by a virus she had, and the medication given her doesn't seem to help.
What's her name?
Her name is Deborah Heiner. Deborah Heiner.
And who's the niece's name?
Abby. Abby. Deborah, you might try massaging her occipital, or putting your one hand on her temple and the other hand on the back of her neck, and squeezing the muscles where they just go from the neck to the brain. It's called the occipital. And you have to squeeze it fairly hard, but oftentimes you can release a headache by doing that. And you might try that. And you might look on the internet how to massage a headache, because in many cases, when you have a headache, that the blood to the brain goes right through that muscle called the occipital muscle. And when it gets tight, it blocks the blood flow into the brain, and a headache is the result. So you might try it. Do you have any suggestions, Terry, besides calling Dr. Marshall?
Where is she located?
Too late. I went to the next page. All right, next. Let me see how. Oh, wait a second. She's located in Los Angeles. Okay. Now we have an anonymous person. Anonymous person is requesting placing in the light all the corrupt negative thoughts causing unnecessary chaos. And hang on just a second. Unnecessary chaos instead would spread love into those dark corners. Thank you. Keep in mind, the challenge of that is the dark corners sometimes have their own free will choice to be dark. So you can't put something into them that they don't expect. The thing you have to do, or that I think you have to do, is keep building loving energy as strong as you can so that what's dark gravitates towards it. they feel it and they want it. Okay, we have here Maida Bikram. Bikram, healing from an infection that is life-threatening. We have here Joanne Anderson. Maida, you might look up something called the Rife machine on the internet and read about your infection and see if that's worked for it. Okay, these are all non-standard ways of dealing with things. So you have to do your own research, but there's many, many testimonials for a device called the Rife machine that has cured many problems that medicine couldn't cure. Joanne,
where's Nita located?
New York. Joan Anderson, Tottenham, Ontario, Canada. Surround me in love for the search of my new home, near my family and within my means. Please make the pathways clear as many are involved in this endeavor. I am trying not to be concerned, but it is concerning. Thank you. Sharon Armbrust, I am recovering from a long environmental illness, looking for a job, not much success. It's taken 9 years to get to this point, and that job gap has been difficult to overcome. Any help would be appreciated. Residual breathing problems from the illness. Okay, Sharon, send me an email, and there may be something I can recommend, okay? Beverly DeMauro, my daughter Tracy has heart disease controlled by a pacemaker. Her immediate issue is anxiety disorder, and that is brought on by extreme stress. Her muscles become rigid. She's prone to vomiting and breathing issues. Please help her to better control stressful situations so these symptoms do not occur. They are frightening.
And your daughter, what's your daughter's name?
Tracy. And that's in Bristol, Connecticut. Do you have any comment for her? I mean, Terry's general comment is to call Dr. Marshall. And
you know, one of the things about calling Dr. Marshall's up is that he has trained practitioners all over the United States in calling his number, 800 number in Texas. Hello?
You might get a referral. Yeah, you might get I'm moving fast, Terry. You might get a referral to a practitioner near you. Okay,
yes.
Next. Colleen Patterson, Sedona, Arizona. Help with reinstating military benefits and securing financial competency. Maurice Curtis in New Haven, Connecticut. All the light workers on the planet that they can help raise the vibrations of the populations around the Earth. Mother Earth Gaia to help her in this time of ascension. Anna Christensen, painful lump in her right breast. She's in Seattle, Washington. Michael Adler, a great big belly laugh for everyone on the planet, including all the animals. Also, freedom of speech, assembly protest, the Bill of Rights, the U.S. Constitution, keeping the internet free, the energy of discernment. Darcy Linginski, in my personal work, fine lines between opinions and judgments, between motives and actions. These lines are fluid and move with all circumstances. Could the Elohim help illuminate these lines for me? Darcy, judgment means making somebody wrong. Discernment means staying out of their path. Oftentimes, you can evaluate somebody's actions and, you know, judge the actions, perhaps, but not the person. Even if the person keeps repeating it, just stay out of their path. Just don't even get to know them. And that is discernment. And thank you for opening up these communications to the public and the work you are doing. I'd like to share a quote with you by Victor Hugo. The reduction of the universe to a single being, the expansion of a single being, even to God, this is love. Thank you, Wynn. Bruce Kaler, healing for my daughter Jackie. Jackie, Thank you with love for all. Jarek Mulga in, this is one of those hard words. By the way, Bruce was in Irvine, okay? Bruce, hold the space. Don't think I'm just saying this name and rattling it through. Hold a sacred space as you hear the one that relates to you, okay?
Jarek Mulga.
Jackie.
Bruce's daughter, Jarek, Jackie. Okay.
Yeah. Jarek Mulga, Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. Ken. I guess he's talking about a friend of his. Heart pumps, severe back pain, and lupus. Hannah, my mom. Diabetes, pacemaker, general weakness. That's in Ontario, Canada. Volker Tuscher in La Mesa, California. Bless and heal my family. Hey, I know La Mesa. We used to have a booth there at that big drunken festival they have in La Mesa years ago. The La Mesa Street Fair, I think it is. I love downtown Mesa. Marity Broadfoot in San Luis Obispo. Request for love light healing of my thyroid and cardiovascular disease. Also, please keep my sister Penelope Darnell in the healing love light as she begins treatment for newly discovered breast cancer. All love and gratitude. Gail Batoris, chronic insomnia for over 10 years. It's debilitating. Nothing herbal or meds work. Sherry Mackley in Cody, Wyoming, putting into the earth and all her beating hearts who suffer great and small, the forest and wild animals, all people and pets in hospitals, all homeless people and pets in the world, the abused and abusers, the caregivers of all people and pets who suffer, the dark-hearted souls, the air and water, the lower vibrational spirits, the light worker force into the light. Thank you. Let it be. Make it so. Sherry, thank you for being so compassionate. Let me see here. How far am I into this list? I'm telling you, let's see. We are now, this goes back to 9:19. All right, my cousin Ken Richardson. This is from Don Hamlin in Burlington, Ontario. My cousin Ken Richardson, mother of two children, is 42 years old, has terminal cancer. I'm asking prayers for her and a miracle healing. Thank you, and my prayers to you as well, Don.
So this is her mother?
My cousin.
Cousin Ken, K-E-N?
Kim, K-I-M.
Kim.
Mother of two, okay?
All right.
Lacey Webster, healing request for my wife, 29 years old, and has endometriosis and severe back pain for years. We're not sure of the main cause, but it has gotten worse since giving birth to our children. She has a reverse curve in her neck, a result of repeated injury from cheerleading. The most severe pain is in her lower back, where she has to get steroid injections because the discs in her lower spine have very little fluid between them. Please add her to your healing list. She's a wonderful spirit, an amazing mother, and enjoys to be free from pain. And that's all I'm going to do on the list today. If I did not call yours, that does not mean it's not going to work, because there's many people who have emailed me that have gotten results in the silent part of this call, where we have people put things into the light. And we'll do one of them right now. I'd like to ask all of you, and we're going to do it again after we get the energies more together, but right now, all those people, and all those people that you heard, and all those ones that you didn't hear, and all of you who didn't speak up and send anything but wished you did, take the possibility that we're dealing with these group souls that can feel your thoughts, that the universe is one energy, and they're part of you. It's all the same energy. And in our group, we have been lucky or blessed to be able to communicate with them where they've explained to us how it works. And they say they can feel your thoughts. They can feel your thoughts right now, and that they are able to connect with you and work with you. And so take a moment and let your thoughts be as clear as possible as to how you would like that help. Of course, this is always for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. Okay, the next, we're going to do that again as the, a couple of times during this call. And when we do it, you can ask for planetary healing. You can ask for personal healing. You can ask for a healing for a friend of yours. You can ask for a door to open that seems difficult to open. Just remember, if you're looking, listen to this carefully. If you're looking for something in the world, there's someone else out there that's looking for you. And they have to find you. So you must make yourself visible. Don't think because you're sitting there saying, God, help me with this. God, help me with a job. It's going to like jump in your front door and say, here it is. It's like, go out and do everything you can to make that happen. Have no doubt that you can make it happen. And be very, very persistent. And that's the way you attract a synchronicity. Not for being passive and hoping something comes to you. Now, if it works that way, more power. But you really increase your chances by looking for it. So on that note, I'm going to do what I call our personal healing session. It's actually a personal connection to the energies. And we go back and refer to that idea. We go and refer to that idea that we are all part of the same energy. The universe is one energy, subdivided umpteen trillion trillion times. And we as humans are connected to that one energy. We are that one energy. But humans tend to forget. Just by the nature of coming into a human body, you have instant amnesia. And because you're in a body, you have the illusion that you are separated from everything, that you're alienated. And of course, we have a dog-eat-dog world, and people compete with each other instead of support each other in most cases or many cases. And many of you are at the effect of this world. So right now, we're going to see if we can't change the vibrations of and change your experience of your connection with the universe. And we're going to start off with looking at planet Earth. Planet Earth is alive. Planet Earth is aware. As I've come to understand it, the Earth is actually aware of us, probably more so than we're aware of the Earth. We all have our energy fields, and our energy fields are connected to the Earth. So right now, I want you to imagine the Earth. One thing we all have in common is the Earth is underneath us. and that awareness of the earth is paying attention to us. And put your feet down on the ground or flat on your bed if you're in bed. Take your shoes off. And we're going to have the earth send an energy through your floor into your feet. We're going to ask her for that. And if you feel that energy, you can say, Earth, I love you. Earth, thank you for being my support for many, many lifetimes. Thank you for enduring all the hardships that man has done that caused you hurt and harm. And as you say those things, you might feel the energy of the earth tingling in your feet. Now we're going to move this energy from the earth up through our body, up through our legs, up through our calves, up through our thighs, up through our groin, up through our solar plexus, up through our chest, through our neck, and through our head. So it's like a finger of energy coming from the earth, moving through your entire body. Now, we're going to take that energy and move it through the top of your head, a foot above your head. Just use your imagination. Don't worry about if we're really doing it or not. Just use your imagination and see the focus of your attention above your head. Now we're going to move that energy up to the ceiling. And now we're going to pop through the ceiling. And either you're going to be going through the roof or you're going to be going through a room above you. If you're going through a room above you, just keep going. If you live in New York, you might have to go through 40 rooms above you. And finally, get to the ceiling and pop through the ceiling. So just visualize this energy coming from the center of the earth, through your floor, through your feet, up through your body, and hitting the roof. And we're going to move through the roof and into the sky. You know, we're moving through space. Imagine we're moving through time as well. And we're going above the clouds. There's a veil surrounding our planet that gives us all amnesia, that keeps us contracted. Let's pop through that veil, and we keep going. Finally, we hit a place where we all converge, where our energies touch. You know, we said that the whole universe is one energy. That means you and I are the same energy. And we're simultaneously that energy and simultaneously separated into our bodies that make us feel like we're separate. So we're doing this all simultaneously, and we're moving right now to that place where we're one energy, where we connect with that one energy. And we are not losing our individuality. Now, you know how we said hello to the earth? Let's say hello to each other. Everyone on this line who's contributing their energy is making this experience possible. And we need each other. And all the people who are listening to the replays, there's no time. So in the future, we say hello to all you. And thank you for being there in the future. Now, some of you may notice there's a feeling of being connected. Even when you got on this call, maybe you were lonely. Maybe you were depressed. Suddenly, there's a new energy with you. You're not alone. You know, the word alone is all one. Alone, all one. So we have a group energy that we have created, which is all of us, by agreement, combining our energies. And of course, if you're not agreeing, you're just listening, that's fine. I tell people it's okay to listen because sometimes you have to check us out for a while to make sure we're trustworthy, that we don't have any agendas, that there's nothing behind the scenes. But for those of you that have done that, you're feeling a sense of peace inside of yourself. That crazy part of you is relaxing. That manic part is relaxing. That desperate part is relaxing. Now, in this group energy that we have created, we're going to ask our sources to join us. They say they can do that. This is all happening in visible realms. So you have to, like, go back into your body and see how your body feels to see what shifts happen when these things are supposedly happening. So we're supposedly creating a group energy in an invisible realm, and we're going to ask our sources, which are also group energies as they explain themselves in invisible realms, to join with us. Could you feel a shift in the energy when I said that? You're learning how to connect. For most of us, it's not like some people have this experience where I can't even describe it. They see lights, they see pink lights, they're going, you know, crazy. For most of us, it's a subtle shift. And if you track the energies in your body, you can start feeling the shift. And if you feel the shift, you might make the idea that you've been learning how to tune your body or your soul into the frequencies of the higher realms, building a bridge from here to there, because they're there all the time and you're here all the time. And as you learn to build that bridge, you can make that connection in between the calls. Keep in mind that there's millions and millions and maybe billions of them. So there's plenty to go around. And in fact, as I get it, they are waiting for people like us to ask for help, ask for their connection, because they need to be asked. That's their criteria. They're not God in the way we've thought of God in the past. But you can see how easily this idea could be interpreted as God. I don't think they can do anything and everything. I don't know the limitations of what they can do. But what I do know, and I've watched it happen, is they can connect with our fields, and that becomes a bridge for them into this realm where they can help transform things in this realm. And they need a ground crew to do that. They need beings in this realm making the connection. And that's one of the things we're learning how to do, to be a ground crew. So we're going to take that energy and start bringing it down, back down from the group energy. We have this group energy where there's all of us, as many of them as they would extend into it. And we are going to make like a long extension cord as one image plugged into that group energy, moving it back down through the energies of the veil, through the clouds, back to your roof, through your roof, through all the floors in between, if you have them, into your room where you are now, coming to the top of your head. Do you guys get it? It's like you're connecting to the universe. This is it. And through the top of your head, now you have this beautiful energy moving in your body. And everyone in this realm, almost everyone, maybe everyone, has areas where their energy is stuck and screwed up in their bodies. It's over a period of lifetimes. It's a period of traumas. It's times that you were killed. It's times that you were had karma and you have guilt, and places where you have judgments, and places where other people have hurt you, and you have hate and rage. We're bringing this beautiful energy right into your body. You're bringing it. And this is you. These sources are you. They are you. They're the higher aspect of you. Nothing is taking you over. This is part of yourself that you have lost, and it's coming back. And we're going to move it. We can move it. We can ask it to go somewhere. If you have an area of pain, of disease in your body, ask it to move there and see it working with you on a cellular level, moving your pain, releasing it, healing the cancer. Now, if you give me the permission, I will direct that energy, if you want to go with it, because there's certain areas where all of us have issues. And I'd like to move that energy into our chest. So remember, we have this energy coming from the high celestial realms, where we've all created a group energy plugged in, coming in from the top of our head into our chest, which is our heart, which is our heart chakra. Many of you say, how do I open my heart? You've read about, to graduate this realm, your heart should be open slightly more than half. How do you do it? Well, the easiest way, first step, is to get rid of all the things in your heart that are clogging it up. And so let's put this energy touching our heart and release things into the energy. Where do you have hate and rage? Who has hurt you that you haven't forgiven? I want you to mock them up. See them. Put them in this energy and let it go. Who did you really love that betrayed you, that ran away, that cheated on you? Put them in this energy and let it go. How about your parents for the way they screwed you up? For the way they put patterns in you that took you years to get rid of, if in fact you did. And you know what? They didn't know what they were doing. They were doing what they thought was the best they could do. So let's forgive them. Now, with forgiving somebody doesn't mean you have to be their friends. You know, your discernment might say, I'm not going to get anywhere near that person. And that's probably wisdom. Forgiving them means let them go. Let them go on in their life. And let them get their, if they've done harm to other beings, let them get balanced by their own karma, by their own future. And detach yourself from putting any negativity out towards them, because every bit you do starts reducing percentage points of your heart being open. And counters your ability to heal yourself. So let's move from our heart to our solar plexus. To our groin. Our solar plexus is the seat of power. It's where, if you know martial arts, you know that they teach people to radiate energy from their solar plexus, which is, I believe, is called hara. You hear them make sounds. Martial arts people and sushi masters make the same sound. Ah! Guttural sound from your solar plexus. There's nothing wrong with having energy in your power chakra. It protects you. It gives you, allows you to have boundaries. It actually helps you keep your heart open, because keeping your heart open is not wearing your heart on your sleeve. And you don't want people to take advantage of you because your heart is open. So your power chakra helps keep your heart protected. And we go down to our sexual chakra, our second chakra. Keeping in mind that we have animal bodies, and this is an area, like eating, that needs to be dealt with. And there's not a right way or wrong way to do it, except don't hurt people. If you don't have a lifelong commitment with somebody, leave them better than you found them. And understand that there's no judgment from spirit about how the right or wrong of expression in this area should work. It's an area that each person has to figure out for themselves. And we go to what's called your root chakra, which is at the base of the spine, which has to do with survival, with the animal body, with protecting your animal body, keeping a house, a roof over your head, your tribe. And we go down through our legs, through our feet, and back into the center of the earth. Take a moment and shut your eyes and feel what we've just created. Your body is in the middle of this energy field. The energy field is invisible, but you can feel it. Can you feel expanded right now? While you're in this state of expansion, this is the second time we're going to silently put things into the light. Just imagine that there are these positive sources up there that are in that expansion. They're in it, and they're part of you, and you made a connection. You're touching each other. Heaven is meeting earth, and you're in the middle. And ask them, ask however you want to say, whether you call it group souls, if you want to call them God, it's okay. If you want to call it divine love, it's okay. The name doesn't matter. It's the fact that we're in this sacred space of connection and that your thoughts are heard. So take a moment, we're going to take some more silence, and put your thoughts into this space. On that note, we are going to call in the light. Now, the fact is, we just did call in the light. And this is the shorthand abbreviated version, which we use on all our calls. And so we're going to do the shorthand version. But we're calling in something that's already here. It's always here. That we just don't connect with or lost track of. And we're going to have that source that identifies it as a group soul source that is making connection with us vibrationally on this call. We're going to have them address us. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of us present and all of us listening to replays while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And we turn this over to Terry, who is a voice, a communicator for these intelligence in other dimensions. Thank you.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is September 23rd, 2012, and we welcome each and every person who is on this call or will listen to a replay or will read the transcript later. The transcript or the replay will have the same energy and carry the same frequencies and the same vibrations as you are hearing on the original call. We have said the word vibrations. We have a very high vibration with a color pink. We are in the space of each and every person who wishes us there. We honor free will. And when a person asks, as each of you who have asked today, either silently in your own heart or with an email to win, we hear your call, we hear your plea, and we see that you are a mixture of vibrations, and we see that you each have a vibration within the third density which connects you and grounds you to your surroundings and allows you to operate and to stay focused within the location where you are. And we see that when you grasp on a certain vibration, a certain explanation, that it then affects your whole and your connection with your surroundings, with your body, with your health. The chakra system generates frequencies, and it is either operational or you exclude, due to your belief systems, certain vibrations which dampen the vibration of the certain chakra systems. When the chakra systems are operating fully and completely, they bring to you attraction of the things that can fulfill your life. Some of the things which can damp your frequencies towards bringing you what you wish health-wise, material-wise, are belief systems that you have that fixes you into a certain vibration. One such example would be, I have diabetes. Another would be, I have heart disease. Another would be, I have the congenital condition. When you then fix that idea, that belief system, into the whole of what you are, it contains a frequency and it is connected to the frequencies of all the other people, all the medical system, and all their belief systems about that particular disease. And you then, having that frequency fixation in your space, attempt to heal, you are then putting a different frequency on top of the frequency that you have grounded there and is grounded with the medical profession and all of the belief systems of people concerning that particular disease. This makes a divergence, a gap between what you wish and what is going on. When you bring into your belief system that you are now well and whole and all of your chakras are operating in a full body manner in spinning in the clockwise direction, and that your foundational chakra is expressing the note, the musical note of C, then you can begin to attract and pull into you the grounding that you desire. If you have the belief that you have no home, no place to go, that you have not the financial capability, you begin to fray the vibration of your foundation chakra, and the C note may begin to be absent from your foundation chakra. And then you find it harder to attract to you, to pull in the finances, to pull in the grounding, the home that you so desire. As we see that many of you on the call are concerned about your financial condition. And we look at each and every one of you. We see which ones have placed this in the light and which ones haven't placed it in the light but have silently placed it in the light. And we see then the importance of restoring the vibration within your foundation of the C note, the vibration that will then connect you to the C note within society and connect you up with finance and with home and with then the higher chakras, with loved ones, with the sexual experiences you desire in the next chakra up, which will then express the next note up, which is D. And then you can begin to have some power because you have support, and you can begin to support those you love and move to the next note up, the next chakra, which is E. And then, being supported, you can begin to experience the love, and you can begin to give love and compassion to others because you have a structure that is supporting you, and you can begin to share it. With the next note up, the heart chakra, which is F. And you can begin to express. That's the next chakra up, the throat chakra, the expression chakra, which is G. Then, as you open yourself up to the next chakra, to remote viewing, to extend yourself out, to begin to see around you, you open up the next chakra, which is in the forehead, and that is the note of A. Then on these coils, you have been opening up your crown chakra to the higher realms where we are. And that is the note of A. And we connect with you from the crown chakra. And we send or we see you in our light, if you wish it. We see you healed. We see your chakra systems open and working fully. And we take the labels off you and allow you to set your own health, ideals, goals. And those around you who wish that also, and we help unstick those frequencies where one gets stuck in certain lower level conditions, and we open the whole thing up. We leave you, but we do not leave you. We are here with you. And we, in this very meaningful, sacred moment, touch those that wish touching Adonai.
Thank you. We're going to have another moment of silence to bring those energies in. And each of you in this moment can review your own body and notate where you've experienced your closed down and bring this energy into that area. You know, everything starts
from nothing. The entire universe started from nothing. As you move into the space, as you move into the silence, you are moving back into nothing. And if you want to create your life or recreate it, the best way to do it is start from nothing and visualize from nothing something so something new can happen. Change happens not from going, change, I hate this, change. It doesn't start that way. In fact, that tends to keep the status quo. Change starts from fluidity, from moving into the space, the nothingness, the void. What did the Bible say? There was a name in the Bible. I think it was the void. It's like everything exists simultaneously, including the creation of the universe, including all your past lifetimes. Right now is the first moment ever. Right now is the creation of the universe. Right now is the moment when you individuated yourself as a separate being, as a separate awareness from all that is. Right now is the chaos. Right now is the silence. Right now, you have the ability to recreate yourself. In the now. If you want to start out and recreate yourself, you have to go back to nothing, to the void. That's the strongest place to change something from. It would be if you have lived in a house and you said, I don't like this house. I want a new house. Well, you could try to convert that house into a new house, a bit at a time, with a new design. But it'd probably be hard to do it because you're constantly pulling something down and putting something up and pulling something down. So you can tear down the house and build a new one. Actually, in this case, you don't have to tear down your house. That would be like dying, you know. You move into the space, the zero point space, the still point inside of you, and work from that place. Work with your creative imagination, with your visualization. Start seeing things in that center point so that you can shift on a quantum level. And when you do that, you change everything around you. You don't change it. It just changes. It's because it's connected to you. So most things feel separated. When you start changing your vibration, you start generating cohesive connection. And people start doing that around you. You don't connect by agreement. I'll connect with you if you connect with me. I'll be nice to you if you'll be nice to me. That's not what I'm talking about. It is a vibration that you emanate that changes everything around you. if it would choose to be changed. It would be as if someone comes into the room that's very cheery and very radiant, and most of the people in the room will feel the presence of that person and shift their energies. They don't have to. They could be so closed down that they don't, but most people will. Your job is to become that person, the one who holds that radiance, the one that has their energies open, the one that connects with the higher realms and is repeater station for the energies. Many of you ask, what am I supposed to be doing? Every one of you can do that. Every one of you has that potential. And then whatever you do is under that. Once you can do that, everything else you do is easier. For example, you want a job. Now, do you think a guy is going to like to hire someone that walks into his office and has that radiant energy and that lifts the vibration of his office? Or is he going to want to hire someone that says, woe is me, my life is hard, I'm broke, I'm this, I'm that, please give me a job? Who is he going to want in his environment? All you have to do is move into the center point, into the place of the silence, and slowly and carefully revisualize yourself. You don't have to be rich to connect to spirit. You don't have to be rich to open your chakras. Some of you have seen people drunk on the street, or maybe they're not drunk, but they're homeless, and they're way happier than a lot of other people. They have no encumbrances. They have nothing to worry about, no responsibilities. Some of those people choose that way of life in order to stay free. We're going to do our planetary meditation, and this is like our personal visualization, and this is where each of you on this line is, you can choose to do this. When I say choose, you can either listen to this with your mind, or you can choose to move with the energies, and that's up to you. We're going to be creating a visualization where we act as a team to shift planet Earth. Now, keep in mind that there's a lot of beings in this realm that are also working to shift planet Earth, but they're not working for the positive. They have agendas. They want to enslave people. They want to do all kinds of things that free will allows them to do. And that there is a battle going on in the higher realms for who's holding more intention in this realm, the negative or the positive. And if that's true, then what we're going to do now is very important. So take a moment, and we're going to go back through the top of our heads to that place where we became one, or where I said that occurred, and many of you felt the vibrations change. And each of us, wherever we are on the planet, is a little pinprick of light. You can see yourself radiating from the top of your head to that place of oneness. And many of you can feel the shift in the space around you. And let's suppose we could look down at ourselves. We might see all these little pinpricks of light, not only connecting to the oneness, but connecting with each other. And we could see streams of light coming from the top of our heads, crisscrossing our planet, from each other to every other location on the planet. Can you see that? Can you feel an expansion on the top of your head? Now, as we share energy between us, we're moving through, we could call it psychic space. Some of that psychic space has been taken over by the negative, a lot of it. And yet, we are moving through it, and we are making tracks in that space. And if we were looking down, we would see a spider web of crisscrossed energies all over our planet. Coming down as an umbrella over everything that's already there. Now understand, we're not changing it. We're changing it temporarily for a moment. We're moving the energy. We need more people. We need more stronger people. But we're changing it just by being here for the group that we have. Now, we did this last week, this visualization. We're going to see all of our energies converging in this huge cloud that we can move around. So see the energy coming from the top of your head, moving into this cloud, and we're all creating the cloud. And we see the energy of our sources coming down from the top, creating the cloud. And now we're going to move the cloud around by our intention. So let's move the cloud over the Pacific Ocean. The Pacific Ocean is the Ring of Fire. It's also the home for a lot of whales and dolphins. It's also a place that is very polluted, like many of the waters on our planet. So our cloud is over the Pacific Ocean, and it's extending into the water, and it is greeting all the dolphins and the whales and the life in the water. And it is touching to the edges of the water where the land masses are, called the Ring of Fire. It's the area of maximum earthquake potential, which has already been realized. We've had earthquakes in Japan, in South America. And it is the most volatile earthquake activity. So we've got our cloud, and just go into science fiction here. We see the cloud just generating energy out of it and streaming into the land masses where there are earthquake faults. And we see this energy surrounding the earthquake faults around the ring of fire. And we can more locally move it from the tip of South America, up the coast of South America, up the coast of Central America, up the coast of the United Mexico, up the coast of the United States, up the coast of Canada, across Canada into Alaska, down the eastern coast of Russia. Down Russia into Indonesia, Japan, Hong Kong. While we're in Japan, let's surround that particular nuclear plant that is still leaking radiation, as far as I know. Fukushima. And we go down to Australia, New Zealand, the Philippines, Hawaii, and all the islands of the Pacific. And we'll move this cloud over to the center of the United States, to the St. Louis area, to where there's another string of earthquake faults called the New Madrid Fault Line, which, if it cracks, could divide the United States in half and have the waters from the Great Lakes flow into the Gulf of Mexico. So we're going to send the light to the New Madrid Fault, every place under ground. And when we've talked about this, it hasn't been indicated that we can stop earthquakes. But it has been indicated that by doing this, there is the potential for minimizing what can occur in an earthquake. And that we can have earthquakes potentially away from population centers or releasing in small doses. So we'd like to ask for that. And we're going to take our cloud, which is now over St. Louis, and we're going to expand our cloud so it surrounds the whole planet. And all of us are creating this. And we ask our sources to come down on the top of the cloud. And we're going to ask for earthquakes anywhere on our planet to be located and balanced with the same request. And while we're surrounding our planet, let's put droughts in the light. All those places where it's not raining and there's no farm foods. Not enough crops. And while we're surrounding our planet, let's send this light to all those people all over the world that are reaching for connection, whether they call it God, whether they call it Allah, whether they call it whatever name, that for the highest good, this energy can reach down and touch them. We can see them. We can see them feeling separated or just at the beginning stages of connection. And let's look at the light workers, the indigo children. The true hope for our planet is in all those people who have incarnated into this realm and have came here to make a difference, to be here for the shift. And once they got here, they came from higher dimensions, and once they got here, they had no way of knowing this. They had amnesia. And many of you are those people. And these calls, on a cellular level, are reminding you. It resonates. It says, aha. You see, when you come into a new life, a new body in this realm, you don't remember anything. So, we would like to touch and ask that all those people who came here to be of connection like this wake up to their purpose, whether they're reminded through our work or someone else's, doesn't matter. We ask for interventions. We'd like to ask for no nuclear weapons going off in this realm. We'd like to ask that the collective consciousness of humanity be protected from fear. We'd like to ask that the nefarious plots of the negative have interventions that don't allow them to transpire. We'd like to send the light to the Middle East for all the havoc that's there, for all the souls that have died there, that are in trauma, that they be worked with. We ask for this cloud to go over the Middle East and radiate peace and love into that environment. You know, we have a couple minutes more, and then we're going to sign off. We're keeping a timeline now because we're on BBS radio, and we have to end a couple minutes before noon, so in Pacific time. So I want to take a moment and bring everybody down to where they are. We're not floating around the planet. We are in our own bedroom, our own living room, wherever we are, and you are going to contract. You don't have to. You can stay out there and meditate. But you're going to come at least into the place that's comfortable for you to be inside your body.